It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artists. You're listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com, presented by nowandthenmagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guests, here's your host, Kim Sear.
I have some great teasers coming up for you guys today, so we really, really appreciate our listeners across the globe. So you know what? Today's a pretty special day because I got Lemon Cash here. We have Jeff and Corey. They are in the house, and we are so happy to have them here.
Oh, that was awesome.
Applause and everything. Didn't we pull it all out today?
What an introduction.
All right, so let's get started because we're going to talk a little bit about some life and we're going to talk about real, raw lyrics and talk because you guys have done a real turn in your career and I'm so thrilled that you're in the country genre. I was so happy when you were in the alternative rock as well because you guys, you know, you just blew the house. You're really, really good. But I don't know, there's just a sweet spot there, especially Corey with your vocals. Incredible. Really, really good.
Yeah, so yeah, it made the most sense to do that because even for songwriting, you know, when I'd write a song and I'd bring it to the band, you know, they'd always say, "Yeah, that's good, but it sounds very country." Yeah, well, I guess that's and we grew up listening to country and all that stuff. So
there's always a feedback we got from the crowd too after a show, especially at the CMW. We'd have all of our Toronto friends that come out and see us, and they'd be like, "Your music's awesome for the alternative stuff, but like you guys got it." You got a country, twist to it. You guys got to do something country. And it was kind of frustrating at the time. It's like, well, we wanted to be this alternative rock band. And like, but so now it's kind of worked out in a sense where now we're, I guess we're in the more, in the pocket of the genre that we want to play. So it's great.
You know it when you find home, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys can tell because like you guys were so good. You had a lot of radio play, when you guys were in the alternative rock, no doubt about it. And you guys have like Corey's just got that voice and just the way you guys write. It's just really, really great to hear. Really cool vibe, no matter what. But when you hear you playing country now, especially with your new stuff, which we are going to tease everybody, and that's going to be coming out in 2021, and we're going to give you a little snippet, a little glimpse inside what these guys have been doing. But they hit the ground running coming into country when you guys released your first EP as your debut, and that was pretty cool, and that's scary sometimes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we had a friend of ours that we were matched up with. We were in this contest back when we were an alternative rock band. He shot
Live 88.5 had this. It was a radio station locally
here in Ottawa, and they matched us up with this producer to record a song for us for that contest.
That was James Robertson, right?
James Robertson,
our guy, the man. Yeah, he was. We just loved his work, and when we decided to move over to country, we asked him if he, would like to record our EP for us. And he said he was like, you know what? Country thing makes a lot more sense for you guys. I liked it. And he was really pumped up about it. So immediately got into the studio with him. And
exactly. It was just, he just noticed that it shows more of our genuinity as people. And like, this was more honest and like, this is who we were. We weren't trying to like portray some other, it was just more like, this was what we needed to write. Like country, we're just a couple guys like to have a good time, write about, having fun on the weekend with your friends, and also, write some nice, soft, heartfelt music, which we love to listen to and write as well. So it just had all these different aspects of music that just fit perfectly for us. And we were able, it just came so easily with writing as well. So,
the first track on that One Heartbeat. Yeah. That's actually a song that I wrote for the band back when we were rock, and that's when they said, "Nah, it sounds too country." So I was like, okay, well, let's put that on the EP when we go country.
So that EP was just something that we had in the back burner that we were just like, you know what, Corey, the band, obviously we kind of separated, all on good terms, but everyone had different positions or different, I guess, things going on in their lives that took priority. So we just said, Corey, let's go record this with James. Get four songs that haven't been recorded that we can do that are kind of on the country. And that's what scary sometimes is. It's just our kind of way of making our mark into the country world.
And it was kind of cool, the lead title for this one, Scary Sometimes, because you have to admit a lot of the bands go through this, right? And, you know, everybody has to find their niche and usually start out in a couple bands anyway before you usually find something that you're really comfortable with. But I am so glad you guys chose this. You got some great fans out there that, you know, love you no matter what, because you fit into both, because you're bringing the rock influence into, you know, your writing. There's no doubt about it. And that's what I love about it, because Corey, when you hit those notes and you bring that growl into it, it's my sweet spot. And it's just like instant, instant. <John's
laughing>. Sorry, I almost choked it up my tea there.
It gives me goosebumps every time.
That was so good. He went real red in the face.
I was taking a sip of tea at the moment, and she mentioned that, and I almost spit it out.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
See, you know, there's all these guys, like when we go to play what you guys have done that's new, and that's going to be a little bit later in down the show. So you're really going to like it, because, you know what, we're going to get quite a few laughs out of this one, I'm sure. But a lot of guys that are just going to be sitting there going, yeah, this is the stuff I want to play, thinking that they're the smooth guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to reinvent yourself, right? Like when it comes to artists that are coming out, starting to write about life, and you can tell you guys have a love for that. And that's what I like about it, because you got great storytelling, really great storytelling behind your lyrics. And, you know, you're not holding back on anything, but I still know we got so much coming from you guys as you guys start to explore this genre.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're always, there's different people we're meeting along the way that we're co-writing with and, you know, sharing ideas with. So there's it never ends. So there's just ideas that are just flowing all left, right, and center. So it's definitely a very reassuring thing, you know, stepping into this. So we're very excited. And especially this new album coming out, we just can't wait. Like, obviously it's something you don't want to rush when you're trying to record songs. It's you never want that type of stuff, but it's just getting to a point now where, like, we just want to release that first song, you know, and get it out and just show people that we're actually still going, and there's no hiatus or anything. Like, but no, it's all very exciting and we're super pumped about it.
Yeah. Scary Sometimes, released in 2019, you know, later in the year. And you guys had such a great success right off the top. And, you know, talk about what that EP meant to you.
Yeah, it was kind of like a, it was a point in time where it was just kind of like the band had kind of, it was just me and Corey. And it was kind of like, you know what, let's give this a shot. Maybe this is just kind of like something that, you know, things happen for a reason. And people would always say, you know, Jeff and Corey, they should do their own thing. You know, they've got this special, this magic that, you know, we see happening, and they should just write their own stuff. So eventually, so this happened. So anyways, yeah, it was just kind of like one of those things where, it actually did mean a lot, because these are songs that Corey wanted to write, and, you know, he never got the chance to, like, get them recorded, and I just said, Corey, let's go and do it, and, you know.
And it's funny, when you got five people in a band, you know, there's so many different opinions. And
yes, yeah.
And it needs to be unanimous, right, if we're going to do something. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to record. It's hard when there's so now it's just me and Jeff. We're very similar with our musical tastes and all that stuff. So whenever we bounce ideas off each other, it's always like, oh, that's great. Yeah, let's do that. So.
Yeah, it was very special, I think, recording this through the process as well, seeing our songs come together. And it was just Corey and I. It was very like, it was like an off moment. Like, holy shit, this is so much easier than having three other knuckleheads in the band. You know,
see, this is great about this show. It doesn't matter what we say.
I hope they're friends.
You know, because it's nice to see that you can bounce back and say, you know what, like, this is just natural. Like, as I said before, the bands go through that, because it is a struggle when you have a lot of writers or people have big voices, you know, when you're in a band and everybody wants to put in their input. But, you know, like I said, I think you guys knew kind of what you wanted to do to begin with. And that's what you were fighting all along. And you brought in the country influence, Corey, because I know that got some really great influences, you know, that you look back to. But Jeff still brings in that rock element.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always been something, right? Corey was always, you're like a country guy. I bounced around. I went through this rap hip hop phase, and then I went, you know, listening to as much music as I can, and I guess it's just kind of using those, and it all kind of inadvertently gets, you know, mixed into what we, you know, what we write as a whole. So it's yeah, just a lot of different influences put into our thing. And
you guys wrote a lot with James Robertson at that time, a lot of your original tunes that went into this, and I'm sure you guys got quite a bit. One of my favorites, I'm telling you, is If I. It's such a good song, such a good song. I can't help but keep repeating that one, so I've been putting that out on my streaming because I can't get that one out of my head.
That's my favorite on the album. When Corey showed me a demo of that he wrote, I went, oh my God, like that, like you can just tell there's something in there that was just, it just had such a beautiful melody. And I was saying, oh, I don't care if the guys, and went, well, I mean, we were at this point, we were just two, we were doing our country thing. And I said, no, we're recording that.
Mm-hmm.
And even James Robertson was like, I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, there's no, I don't hear the chorus. It sounds, and I,
oh,
we just,
wow.
we were kind of, and that's just one thing we realized too. It's like, we kind of just, you gotta go with your gut. You know, there's going to be always that someone saying something that's going to make you second guess. So we just went ahead and said, you know what, James, this is just something we're trying out. So let's just roll with it. And it turned out that he ended up realizing throughout the, you know, midway through the production, he's like, oh, you know what, guys, I figured out this is what it, and it just turned out perfectly. And yeah, it's a great song. Great song.
Well, let's give everybody a little bit of taste of If I.
If I hit a rhythm, I led you on the dance floor. If I had given all my love in there, more if I had living, all minus the things to do. If I had a heart, you'd probably been the one who tore it apart. When you said we were done, yeah, if I had a heart, oh, I'd still have you. If I had answered, well, I came knocking at my door. If I had left you crying on your bedroom floor. If I swallowed my pride, oh, if I had another try, it probably wouldn't happen the same way, 9 out of 10 times. Oh, if I loved you right. If I had tried, you'd probably still be here. Yeah, if I could cry, girl, I'd be crying over you.
That is Lemon Cash and If I. John Marshall with you. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast with your host, Kim Sear. And Kim, just a little bit of a warning. This interview is going to get better as it goes along because according to Facebook, these guys are hopped up on rum and eggnog.
Wait a minute. We're not in this party yet. Wait.
How did you guys know that I spat the eggnog everywhere?
That's my job.
I know. I'm telling you. Like he's still on the tea, but I think wine tonight's coming up, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Anyway, this song is so cool because, you know, you're talking about real life and the way that you guys did the lyrics to this. You know what? The way that you wrote this, Corey, is so good. It's so catchy. It's just got such a cool vibe to it. But you know what? It's talking about real life. That's what I like because just... I don't know, the whole song. Talk to us about writing that one. Was this personal to you?
It was, actually. It was one of those songs that it kind of just poured out of me, you know? Like, it didn't take very long. And I always hear from a lot of different artists, those are always their favorite, is the one that they just, you know, it just came to them right away, and it didn't take long to write. And this was one of those things, I had the, like, I had the melody and everything. And then one night, I was just at a bar, and I ended up talking to this gentleman. He was in his 50s. And we were having a couple of beers, and all of a sudden we got on the topic of how his wife of 15 years had just recently left him. I was kind of thinking, okay, here we go. I'm in for ex-wife bashing, and do I want to hear this? But the way he explained, he was very, instead he was talking about how much he regrets how he was as a husband. Mm-hmm. He said, if I had only done this, if I had only done that, you know, she'd still be around, and I miss her, and I just want to be able to, you know, get her back, but I can't, she's moved on. Mm-hmm. And I know that conversation just really stuck with me. I was like, I felt really bad for the guy, and I guess I just started right, and then that's when If I came to mind. And then that melody, and I just kept saying if I had done this, if I had done that in the song, and then it just, that's how it all came together.
And it's such a play on that. There's so many people that can attach themselves to that. And it doesn't necessarily mean a relationship that is, you know, between a man and a woman. You know, it can mean anything. And that's what I liked about this. And, you know, it's a great song and, you know, great message. And, you know, a lot of people can pull themselves from that. But for you to have that feeling now, because you guys are still pretty young. Yeah, John and I are starting to feel a lot older right here, right now. We remember these moments way too well. So, yeah. But, you know, that's what's real about it, because everybody has regrets, but recognizing them and seeing them now, that's what's kind of cool, you know, about this. And, you know, a lot of the younger listeners out there are really going to gravitate. And that's why I'm hoping, if they haven't heard this album, let me tell you, this is one you guys want to get and you guys want to purchase and download, because this 4-song EP is good from front to back. We're going to play that so that we can show you guys exactly what these guys are about and the new music that they've got coming up. So really, really cool. So let's play the second track that we're going to play right now. And that's the title for this EP. And that's Scary Sometimes by Lemon Cash. And this is Jeff and Corey. So cool.
Am I too old for this, too old for that, too old to have fun? My friends are moving on, thinking ahead. I'm wondering if I'm the only one that's been living a lie, trying to hide in the mindset of being 21. I'll be okay, my best years still lie ahead. I'll be okay, maybe it's all in my head. It just gets a little scary when you graduate. Your friends go off to college and they can't wait. You're stuck hanging out in this little town. You're wondering how much longer you'll hang around. It gets a little scary when you're 18. You finally have the freedom to chase your dreams. You're moving out of your mama's house, just hoping that your money isn't running out. But that's just life, I'll be fine. It's a little scary sometimes. Sometimes my mind races for no reason. What am I to do? I got good friends and a good life. A girl I still got you. I ain't got much to complain about, but I still got things to figure out. Just trying to live every day like it might be my last. I'll be okay, my best years still lie ahead. I'll be okay, maybe it's all in my head. It just gets a little scary when you're 26. Your friends are getting married and you're wondering if you'll ever get the mindset to settle down. Friday night you still wanna paint the town. It gets a little scary getting used to this. Your friends start having babies and the pressure hits. Could you be a good parent? You just can't tell. Or the raise a kid when you feel like one yourself. But that's just life, I'll be fine. It's a little scary sometimes. Are you looking out your window? Sometimes. Are you wonder where you are when your whole life's in your head? It just gets a little scary sometimes. It's a little scary sometimes. It just gets 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 a little scary sometimes.
From Scary Sometimes, Lemon Cash. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Again, when I hear this kind of lyric play and what you did with this song, it is, as I said, when you're hitting those sweet spots, Corey, in your voice, it's just, that's such a welcome tone to country. And that's what I really, really love about your voice.
That actually means a lot to hear that, because it's funny, whenever I'm in the studio and I'm recording my vocals, I don't know what it is, but it's just, I've got this, like, I feel like I'm the worst singer in the world.
You know what I mean? Not at all.
But, yeah, it sounds bad, man. So yeah, you're right. I can see Jeff cringing in the other room. No, while I'm singing. And,
it's always good.
But no, so that really means a lot.
Yeah, because that's that rock side, right? That you bring to it. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, the way that you guys have, you know, structured your songs. Talk about the writing behind this one and the rest of this EP, because it's so good.
I've always wanted to write a song about, you know, when you're in your 20s, there's all, you know, you start seeing, like, as I mentioned in the lyrics, you start seeing friends getting married and having children. It kind of gets a little scary because you start thinking, is that, you know, I'm at that point now.
Pressure's kind of on.
Like, should I be doing this too? And, it's a lot of different things as you go through life, and I want to write a song about it. And actually, it's funny, I was the way I came up with the melody for the chorus and the words, I was just I was at the gym right after a workout. I was relaxing in the hot tub.
I'll get into that one in a little bit later, but yeah, go ahead.
The shirt was off, and
the melody just came, and it just came to me there, and I said, okay, I got to get out of the hospital. I got to go record this on my phone and go home and work on it. And that's what I did.
It's just so good. Just the way that you two have combined both of your influences, you know, behind just the EP. And like the new stuff is just incredible. So can't wait for everybody to hear that. But that's such a great tune. We want to remind everybody, you guys are like the fans, the listeners out there, you guys have all the power. Country radio and radio period, you know, they have their idea of what the listeners want to listen to. And it's when those videos come out, or, you know, you catch, you know, a song that's on an EP, you can't get it out of your head. And a lot of the time, like you said, it's about a life experience. And that's what If I and All About You, all these ones that are so good, is talking about real relationships. And that's what people connect to. It must have been so cool for you guys to go from where you were and the audience that you had and have them welcome you, you know, with open arms into the country genre.
It's been a real, very, very welcoming. I love it. Like, honestly, I just love the whole camaraderie between artists. It's just different, even playing shows and stuff. And we've actually, you know, linked with the Rivertown Saints. We actually, you know, befriended them, and we've done a lot of stuff together. They've helped us out, you know, so much throughout the way and gave us tips. And they're a great, you know, role model to look up to and kind of learn from as we go on. But it's just such a, it's been such an unreal ride so far. And it's hard to, like, it's crazy that it's only been a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so much, it seems like so much has happened. And, you know, despite obviously these unfortunate times right now, it just seems like, you know, a lot, we're very blessed at exactly like you said, of how welcoming we were so welcomed coming into this. And, you know, having to get we have a manager now, and that saw something in us. You know, she's, you know, found all these different, you know, artists and contacts for us to link up with and write songs with. And it's just so much opportunity, it seems. And It's just so far, it's just going the way that it feels great. And it's, there's nothing that's telling us, you know, maybe you should rethink this. If this is like something, it's the opposite, like keep going. So.
Can I say hell no? Don't you dare. Okay. Cause you know what, this is where you guys belong. And as I said, it's just a sweet spot here, you know, in country radio and country music that, you know, it's changing so much. It's changed gears throughout the years. And, and the influences, the crossovers, just like your story, you know, have really changed the face of country. The listeners, the newer audiences that are listening to the kind of music, you're seeing every genre. It doesn't matter whether they're rap artists or, like you said, or it doesn't matter whether you're blues or jazz. You're seeing so many people gravitate to country because it's the storytelling that is just such a different pocket and an opportunity. And country artists, especially here in Canada, man, is Canada really representing in Canada or what?
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's insane, you know, who we've got on the charts. And what I love, too, is we've got a lot of the females out there, too, you know, that are making their mark in country. And it's just, you know, it's just evolving. And that's what you guys represent, is new country. And, you know, I talked about you guys quite a bit today. And I'm really hoping that everybody, as I said, picks up this album. And I'm just going to finish what I was saying earlier, is the fans have the opportunity, if they do hear a song that might not be released, that you have coming up on your new EP, that might not be playing on radio right now. You know, it makes all the difference in the world for artists like this, because you have no idea how much it costs for these guys to do what they're doing and just do a radio tour. But in these times, it's tough, you know, to write out an EP, and you know what it costs you guys to go into studio. And then, you know, get out there. Like, you guys are deciding to put your whole entire lives on hold and follow this dream. You're believing in yourselves, and that confidence shows.
Yeah, well, that's sure. That's all. Thank you.
No, Well, thank you. And yeah, and it does, it is a very pricey, you know, yeah, thing to do. And I actually am living on the streets now after putting all this money in the. I hope it works out and does something in return for us. So it was quite the, no, but anyways, it is very, but it's something, you know, when it's just in your blood and this is something it's like therapeutic for us to just write music and to go and record it and to watch it come alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't really put a price tag on that, because at the end of the day, all we care about is at least one person likes it, you know? But for us, it's just something that, like, we love doing. It's in our blood. Music has always been in our lives. It helps us get through the rough times, you know, different moods. You're happy, you're going to listen to music. It pumps you up. And, you know, you're going to have, you know, a party. You're going to have that music to represent that you know, that fun vibe mm-hmm. that you're having. And, you know, it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, as long as you're happy and you're doing what you love. It's like you can't really fail at that, because in the end, you're doing what you love. So that's yep.
As long as you're playing music for you guys, the fans will gravitate to it no matter what. And, exactly. You know, when people are trying to mold themselves into something that they're just not, and they just don't feel it, and, you know, you might get a song that hits, but, you know, it's those backup songs. It's your body of work. And that's what you guys represented, you know, going from your genre to this one. You guys had the talent there. And there was no doubt about it. That's why you guys had the airplay. And, you know, you guys did well cross border, which is pretty awesome considering how long you guys have been doing this. Like, when did you guys start this? 2014?
I think that's probably around. Yeah, roughly, yeah. 2014.
Yeah, I talked to you guys when I was at CMW in 2015. I remember, you know, being asked to go and cover your show. There was a lot of great players that were in the room that night. And, you know, the country show is a pretty important one at CMW. The fans are so loyal. But then, you know, when I went over to see you guys, I was coming from country to see you guys. And then I had to go down and do some pop artists right after that. And you guys, when I was watching you guys up on stage, you know, as I said, Corey, you stand out instant. You know, it's just that you make a difference when you're up there. You can tell you love it. And it's just in your blood. And, you know, when you're listening to the harmonies that were there with you, Jeff, what you brought to the table, and it's just the combination between the two of you is just magic. It's just so good. And that's why I'm just really hoping that, you know, the fans, everybody's talking about you now. Right? I am.
I really do appreciate that, Kim. Thank you. That means a lot.
Let's give them another little bit of taste about what you guys had in 2019 in October last year. So let's talk about you. So we're going to play that one right now. And this is Lemon Cash with All About You.
Your last teardrop is falling down. Think I could hear it as it hit the ground. I know I promised you that I wouldn't hurt you, but I hurt you again. So tonight I'm bringing home some roses.
From the album Scary Sometimes, that's All About You, it's Lemon Cash on the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
This one is another one that just makes your hair stand up. Really cool song. Really, really cool song. Talk about writing this one.
That was my attempt at sexiness, I guess.
See, John's face. I wish you guys could see this. We're going to have to pull you guys on Zoom, and we'll have to do this one.
I think they call it baby-making music.
Yeah, that's what my son would say. It's exactly what the lyrics are about, so talk about it.
That was actually the original title for the song, and then I...
See, I'm hanging you out to dry here, Corey. You're going to have to dig in a little bit deeper for me. Yeah. John knows me, and I will pull it out of you, whether you like it or not.
I love it.
She's like a surgeon. She will pull it out of you.
So tell me what was going on, because like you were telling me that this was a personal journey for you at the time that you wrote this.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend were actually having a lot of fights at that time. We were going through, I guess, a rough patch. And that was, it's like a makeup song, you know, it's kind of saying, you know, I was going through some personal things, and I guess if you could tell. And so it's just kind of a, you know I haven't been myself lately, but tonight, you know, it's going to be all about you. We're going to do what you want to do. And I'm sorry for the way I've been acting. And
you want to show that she's appreciated.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
See, all the girls are going to be out there right now going, aw. You know, that is a guy. That's a real guy. That's what they're going to be saying out there. So I'm helping you here. I'm really helping you. when you can go to those moments, though, doesn't it feel freeing to you to be able to put it down on paper?
It really does. Yeah. Like Jeff mentioned earlier, therapeutic. You know, it's just to be able to kind of, put it down on paper and put a nice melody to it.
For me, it's just great to know, like, you know, I'm probably been told I'm the more, like, you know, open or more outspoken one. Corey kind of more hides his thoughts. So when he comes up with these songs, I'm like, geez, you know.
You're in my head.
Why don't you speak more about this stuff? Like, this is unreal. Like, this is what you're thinking. This is awesome. But that's the secret to Corey's, you know, his secret weapon is just like he kind of, I think he leaves it all for the paper. And I think he should keep doing that because it's working. Yeah.
But you talk to a lot of artists that are like that. Right.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely. Like you said, that's your therapy. That's your way of being able to tap into those thoughts.
Everyone has their own process in it, and it's very, very interesting to see how different everyone's process is. Not everyone's the same. And yeah, it's really unique. It's a unique process, and it's really fascinating.
Do you write anything, Jeff, as well? Do you add to that?
You know what? Through this, Corey was always the writer, and I'm more of the melody, like the ear. I'll kind of come up with a melody to what Corey's playing on the guitar usually. But now I've really, through, you know, these times that we've had to ourselves, I've been really, really practicing the guitar. And I actually wrote my first song with two other guys that I've that our manager linked us up with. I don't know if you heard of Kadu.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. Yeah.
I wrote a song with Simon, that's his name, and another one of his buddies. So it was my first ever co-write, especially through, you know, virtually. And I was playing guitar, and it actually ended up turning out great. And I wrote my first song.
And it's a good song.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, I appreciate it. Every day I'm always recording little clips of melodies, songs that pop in my head. And I'm not necessarily a wizard at putting words on paper, but like I'm that's something that I'm really, really trying to focus and get better on. Are better at, and also playing the guitar as well. So I'm always trying to improve myself more and more and more. And it seems like the more I see myself getting better at it, it's so encouraging and motivating at the same time. And it's just great to see that.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, it helps too. Like when you're in tune with, that's how you sort out life, right? Exactly. When you can tap into that. Because if you don't tap into that, you know, you just bottle it up inside. And I'm really proud of you, Jeff. That's pretty cool. I can't wait to hear that one.
Thank you. Yeah, and they're actually in their new album. There's a couple songs that, you know, that Corey liked of mine. That so there's I've got, you know, starting to show a little bit, which is great. I'm not just the drummer that nobody listens to anymore. So I'm.
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Famous last words of a drummer in a band. Hey, let's try one of my songs.
I'm really, really excited about that because, as I said, you know that it's just a natural thing, you know, because you guys hit, you know, like as I said, in the beginning of your career in 2014, and you were accepted so easily. And that's because of the songwriting. So when you can tap into that, you might be shy, Corey, but I don't think that's going to last very long. And the more you write, the better. And I can't wait to... Have you sat down with Carrie DeMayer? Have you sat down with her yet?
I don't think we have, no.
Oh, Carrie, I'm calling out on you right now. I'm calling out on you right now. Yeah, because you know what? She is one of the most talented writers here in Canada.
Carrie just celebrated her 30th song.
Yeah.
Recorded by other artists.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, she's really, really good. And I know, like I said, with country genre, there's so many. And what I love about country is just, it doesn't matter what coast you're on here in Canada, you know, everybody's out promoting your stuff. And, you know, it's just that camaraderie that's there, that friendship that's there. And you guys all want to cheer each other on. And you know what? I'm so happy for you guys to have that support.
We are as well. Yeah. So happy to have that support. And,
one of the main things that drew us to the country genre was that, yeah, like you said, the camaraderie, you know,
everyone's all friends. Yeah, everyone's like encouraging and there's no competition. And it's just, you know, it's just such a welcome. Again, I always use the word welcoming because it's so well put. It's so welcoming, the word.
You guys are home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
You've just found your home. So we got some exciting news that we want to share with everybody here on Music's Journey today. So Jeff and Corey have a very, very busy schedule, and they have been working with multi-platinum award-winning producer. And this guy, he's just on the pulse of so many artists that have hits out right now, and that is Jeff. So talk to us about Jeff right now, because that had to have been amazing to get to come into his house and to work with him.
Well, I'm going to take a word from Jeff's vocabulary and say he was very welcoming to us in his house. Can't get that word out of me.
See, it sticks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he is such a good producer, and you know, I want to tease a little bit here because, you know, it's such a great song, and it's called Wine Tonight. We've been kind of hinting towards that, and this is coming out in 2021, and this is the new release. And you know what, country radio is just going to be taken by storm with this one. So it's going to get so much airplay, but we just want to see what we're doing here, just to give a little bit of a teaser.
That's all we're allowed. So here you go, here's Lemon Cash and Wine Tonight on the Music's Journey podcast.
Oh, here we go, it's just another moonlight. It's just another hard night, dreaming on and on. Well, maybe I just might get me on this red-eye flight to make things alright, to give me what I need. So you could have been the one tonight. Could have been something strong.
That is Wine Tonight, just a touch of it. We can't play the whole thing, unfortunately, but that is coming out in a little while, so watch for that from Lemon Cash. Now, back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here is your host and the very welcoming Lemon Cash.
Now, Jeff did something really cool. See, this is where I know the jokes are going to come. Jeff did something cool when you guys had to get in the headspace for this song. Tell everybody what happened with that.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
I guess it was a very, you know, like you guys heard, it was like, it has that Caribbean vibe. So he said, you know what, I want you to picture yourself on the beach here. So he pulled up a picture of, you know, beach with waves crashing, or like a YouTube video.
This was to get Corey to sing his full, you know, happy feel vibe.
Okay, that wasn't the happy side of this song. It was the women in bikinis. Come on.
That's what he did first. He said, pretend you're there. And then as I'm singing, I see him looking for other pictures on Google Images. And he pulls up a picture of three girls in bikinis on the beach. Singing to them. Sing to them.
And look what happened.
I never sang like that before.
See, I just found a whole new voice there. Yeah. You know, Wine Tonight is such a cool, cool song. And I know the fans are going to absolutely love it. So I'm really hoping that they can't wait for this teaser to be in full fruition here and for them to be able to hear it in 2021. So talk to us about when it's coming.
Well, we figured it was quite the process to try and get it the right way, the right sound and everything. And especially, you know, going over to Jeff's place and staying there for a few days to get it, you know, and him doing, I mean, especially how busy he is and all that. So we really had to think, like, when will really be the best time to release it? Like, it has this summer vibe to it. Do we wait, you know? But we've already passed our mark because we got it back, I think, at the end of August. So we were just kind of stumped, like, what do we do? And we figured, you know what? A good song is a good song. It doesn't matter when it's released, whether it's winter, fall, whatever. So we're just going to aim for, hey, brand new year, brand new song. Why not? So we're going to aim for mid-January. Don't know exactly which date yet. But we've got a radio tracker that we're working with. And so we're all set up. We've got the dates. I can't remember exactly, but that's when it'll be released. January 2021. Yeah, 12th, I guess.
I think it's 12th.
Something like that, anyways. But yeah, new year, new song, new EP. Us.
And as I said, it's just got such a cool vibe to it. And you always supply that vocal that I'm looking for. It's a pretty special voice. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. Jeff really pulled this out of you guys. And that's the one thing that he does very well when we're talking about Jeff Dazelle. He's such a great producer, multi-platinum award-winning producer. And as I said, he's got his pulse on, you know, so much new talent here. And he just has a way of being able to read the artists. And he did a brilliant job with you guys.
Yeah, he did. I'll tell that to you.
Go ahead. Jeff is he's so easygoing, right? So it made us feel comfortable. And Corey, so
yeah, it was
the bikinis that did it. Come on,
yeah, yeah. We like to keep in shape, you know. Obviously, like
especially
like
being away, you know, we're gonna be eating fast food and stuff like that. And mind you, Jeff actually fed us out, anyways. Yeah, but we brought our yoga mats with us, and
oh yes, I forgot about that. Tell everybody about that. Tell everybody about that.
The first thing you walk through the door, he goes, "Oh, yoga mats, eh?" You're like, "Yeah." You guys bring your tampons with that?
Oh! Did he really? Oh, that's funny. That's so funny. So,
right away, we're like, this guy is just our guy. You know what I mean? He's just laid back. And it's just, yeah, again, shows Corey, you know, especially how hard he is on himself recording the vocals. He was able to get the best out of him, like you said, Kim. And he's just good at what he does. He's a great guy. His wife cooked for us. He was so, you know, again, welcoming in his home. And he says, "Don't be afraid. Go in our fridge. You know, if you want to flip some pancakes, go in. I don't care. Do what you want." So he was totally a great experience working with him, and we're buddies now, and you know, we keep in touch every so often. And he's always got great advice for us. You know, whenever we have questions about anything or what we should do or what the best move is, he's always there with open arms, and he's always there to listen to what we have to say. And he's just such a great guy to have connected with, and couldn't be happier to have met him.
Oh, you know what? As I said, anybody that's done anything with him absolutely loves him. And, you know, we have a lot of respect for him in the music industry. So, you know, he's just such a pleasure. You know, everybody's had such a great experience working with him. So quite an amazing producer. And there's a lot of them out there, you know, that we have here in Canada. But what's the best advice that you've ever been given?
For me, it's and I totally believe in this. It's work with as many people as you can. So when, for example, you know, we've always went to James Robertson to record all of our stuff. And because we have such a great bond with James that, like, yeah, you know, he's got great advice, great things to offer. You never know what anyone else, like, you know, other people in the business that can offer and that can, you know, that you can learn from. So it's just a matter of learning, you know. It's meeting Jeff and working with Jeff. Like, he obviously had much, a wide range of things that, you know, he could teach us and that we could learn from. And then, especially writing with different people, you know, because Corey and I always write together. And we're like, well, we got each other to write. So, like, why do we really need to write with anyone else? But it's like, no, like, we want to. This is an opportunity to kind of, everyone has something to offer. Yeah. And it's really eye-opening to realize when you do meet someone in the business that's trying to do the same thing you're doing, you feed off each other. You know, there's something to this person that they may not know. And or they'd be like, holy geez, I didn't know that's how you write. Well, or holy geez, this is what you do. This is your process. Wow. There's always a give and take. Everyone's always learning something from each other. So to me, that's a good lesson for me, is to work with as many people as you can, take on as many opportunities that's given, and, you know, be honest. Don't, you know, stand up, you know, do what's right, but also, like, you know, don't be afraid to kind of get out there and dabble in as many doors as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that's what pulls out the very best in you, and it's just your learning. That's what it's called, is a music's journey, right? You know, you know, you're constantly evolving. That's because life does. And, you know, when you learn to be able to tap into that and just continue to be able to deliver that in your lyrics and your stories, you know, it's just going to do so well for you guys. Like Jesse T, like, you know, Jamie Warren, there's so many, many great writers out there. I know that Drink Flamingo we had on air here, and there's such a great, great duet that's out there. And these guys are really, really good too. And that's for Tyler
and Craig.
Yeah. So really, really good. Like, there's so many people.
Right.
And the more you guys get a chance to sit down and write with some of these, I know you've been doing some songwriter stuff too. And I think that's, you know, magic, because we had Jesse and Carrie on the show, and we love to sit and talk to songwriters, and we want to do more of that, because they don't get, you know, the spotlight, you know, as much as an artist just singing the song. A lot of people don't even know where that song came from. And that's what you guys, especially for you, Corey, because like both of you, like Jeff is just learning this side of it, right? And, you know, this is just such a cool experience for the two of you to go through as brothers.
Yeah, yep, exactly. It really is, yeah. It is, for sure. It's like you said, it's something that, you know, you don't get the spotlight. For sure. It's like directors and actors, you know, the actor gets all the spotlight, and their directors, you know, they obviously get credit, you know, awards and stuff, but like behind the scenes. And some people prefer that, you know, some people don't like the spotlight, and they prefer to just be the guy, you know, I have all these great ideas that this is the person I want to sing for. So, but yeah, it's nice to have songwriters collaborate and speak and just kind of hear what they have to say, and to obviously learn, like you said, with, you know, to see how everyone works, and there's always something you can take away from it. So,
well, a lot of people end up going to Nashville, like, you know, when you first start out, like, everybody sends you right there so you can just sit and write and write and write. And, you know, a lot of the artists get frustrated in the beginning with that, because they think, you know what, hey, I'm going to Nashville, I'm going to be singing my song, I'm going to go in the recording studio. And it's not the case. A lot of the time you're sitting and you've got to learn how to write and produce those records, because it's different in the music industry today, you know, than it was back then. You know, like for you guys writing and coming out, as I said, that expense, everything you guys got to do, it's all out of your pocket, you know, to be able to get the EPs done, you know, to sit in studio, have the musicians sitting there with you, whether or not you guys are going to do them yourself, or whether or not you're going to have studio musicians. There's just so much involved. And then you've got to take the time out, not being able to work, and hit the road to sit there and promote your music. There's so much entailed that fans don't realize, and how much it takes to be a success on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. And I was actually just watching the Garth Brooks documentary.
Oh, isn't it good?
Oh, that's great. And how he went to Nashville, and he thought it was just going to be, hey, I'm going to go, I'm going to sing in this bar, someone's going to find me, and I'm going to, I'm going to get a record deal, and this, you know, I'm going to blow up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it eventually did happen for him, but I mean, when he went there the first time, he went back home. Yeah, because he's like, wow, this is not what I thought it was going to be at all. Yeah. And then he just stuck with it and kept going, and I mean, look how that worked out for him.
Yeah.
What does success look like for you guys? Personally, each of you?
Lamborghinis. And
I was going so differently with this one.
Go big or go home, right?
A lot of yoga mats and women in bikinis.
Oh, gee. Now, honestly, what does success look like for you guys inside? Like, when you guys are putting your music out there and you guys get out on that stage, do you guys have nerves going up there?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. All the time. I think you kind of need that, because that's us. Being nervous going up to me, I feel like you take it seriously. You don't want to, you know, you want it to be A+, 100%, 110% given, you know, show that you're giving to these people that are there to watch, your fans, you know. So it's good to be nervous about that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first show we ever played together. Jeff was coming in the back. I was throwing up in the
Oh, really?
I was so nervous, and Jeff was like, "Corey, we're running 5, man. You can't be doing."
let me clear my vocal cords for you, Jeff. Wait a sec. That's got to be so hard. It's got to be so hard. Because I know when I used to speak, like I did a lot of television work in my time. And, you know, I was always behind the mic and I would shake like a leaf, you know, for the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
because I spoke to large audiences. So when I was doing that, and then I'd turn around and try to take a drink of my water, it's like, oh my God, I can't even do that. Because then they're going to see that, right?
I know.
It's so annoying. So annoying. But you know what? Then you feel it. Because then it gives you time to focus in on, you know, the people that you can see their faces, you know, when somebody connects with you. And, you know, like I think that's got to be such a magic moment for you guys when your lyrics actually mean something and you're seeing that person's reaction in the audience and people singing those lyrics back to you. It's got to be pretty damn cool.
That's, I think, success right there is something that, you know, it could just be one person saying, hey man, like I really felt it. I was in the feels for this song, you know, it made my day. That to me is just something, like, it doesn't have to be a million fans screaming at it. It would be nice, you know, but as long as I know, or that we know, our songs that end up making someone's day, or, you know, it takes them just away from reality a little bit and makes them just feel that piece of feel good for like 3 or 4 minutes or however long the song is, you know, it's that to me is just, you've reached success there.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. One time, greatest feeling in the world. We were playing at a local bar here and we actually sold out the place, which is nice.
We're talking about Ottawa, everybody. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry, that's not here in Ottawa.
Ottawa, Ontario.
And I remember I was singing Scary Sometimes, and I saw a big group of people in the front row, and some of them I didn't recognize. And they were singing, mouthing all the words to the song. And, like, there's a lot of words in that chorus. So, like,
there is.
And they're singing. I was so mesmerized, I forgot the words. And then I just, it was.
How many people you hear that say that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's probably one of the greatest feelings ever, was to see that.
I was going to ask you guys, you know, what was your favorite stage so far that you guys have played that meant the most?
There's so many great ones. Yeah. Right? Like, I honestly think Oktoberfest a few years ago, just because I think that was honestly the biggest turnout that we had. Yeah. And I think it was one of our last shows as like a 5-piece.
Right. And,
but I mean, that's in terms of, I guess we were in an alternative rock band. That was the best stage we played on, but
we actually opened for Megan Patchett.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, did you really?
You guys just like the beer, that's all.
Yeah.
you can't beat those feeling, you know, when everybody's sitting there at Oktoberfest. It's just like a different meaning altogether.
Yeah.
What's the funniest story that you got from a fan, from a girl? Come on, Corey. I know I'm going to get it from Jeff. I'm going to pull it out of you.
A bunch of my buddies from work came to see my show, and they've never heard me sing before. They didn't even know I was in a band, but they came out to see. And I did the whole show, and then I went. It was about a 45-minute set, and then I went down and I talked to them. And one of my buddies goes, I don't want to, you know, like, I have to tell you something. Your fly was down.
Oh no!
When? He's like, honestly, I don't know about anyone else, but I noticed it from the first song. Oh, the entire time?
Oh my God. So you had a whole lot more attention that night, right?
Yeah.
See, I told you that shyness is just going to go away, right? What about for you, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had, well, no one can really see my fly from where I am. But it's not necessarily a show story, but it's a story actually of Corey and I singing karaoke one night. We were at a bar here in Barrhaven, where we grew up. And I guess we were singing Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. And Corey's obviously focused on the singing portion, and I'm mostly just trying to get engaging the crowd. So I'd be walking with my, we'd have two microphones. I'd be walking, they're plugged into the board that the sound guy's got. And we're walking around, and I decided to step on one of the monitors to kind of like, you know, raise the roof a little, like to the crowd. So I leaned on the monitor, and the monitor disconnected from the stage.
Oh, no.
And the stage is about, you know, 2 feet off the ground. And there I am falling with the microphone in my hand, and it yanked me back. And
oh, right
stage again. Like, miraculously did it in a smooth motion. Continued, but oh boy, was that room getting hot after that. And,
answer down his ankle for some reason.
My fly was definitely down after that. that memory has never left my brain. And it's looking back, it was like, yo, Corey and I just trying to.
Oh, I still remember that.
And had people going wild, and I think. And or people were
funny.
People are, I don't know.
Do you guys play practical jokes on each other?
We're not really, yeah. No, we're not. I mean, maybe the odd time. I love
watching someone perform a practical joke on someone, but I'm not really much of one.
Me neither. I'd rather watch someone get it done to them.
Yeah,
I know how Corey would feel about it, and it wouldn't go over well.
That's because you worry so much about your vocal performance, right?
You're
laser focused on that.
I don't want to put the band up or do anything to jeopardize it, so I'll just stay out of that category.
I'd probably write a song about it.
How much nerves is there for you? You know, Corey, because like we don't really say this, and I don't think I've ever asked anybody this. There's so much pressure on the singer, so much pressure. Because if you miss a note, the whole band, you know, like that's what somebody remembers.
Right? Absolutely, yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know what? Well, like I said, I mean, the first ever show, you know, I was thrown up in the bathroom. Like it was really, really bad. But the more I do it, the more confident that I get that I can get, you know, like I can do this. You know what I mean? So it starts to like I will always be nervous for shows. Like I don't think that'll ever completely go away.
Yeah,
but it's more manageable now.
You definitely improved a lot. You're not in the bathroom yakking.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel so bad because, you know, I don't think I was ever sick, but I just know what my nerves were like, especially when I had to go on television. You get thrown into it and it's always live. And I never did a recorded show. We always did everything live. Anything that I did for 10 years. And it's just, I remember that. But then you just, I don't know, it just kind of melts away a little bit.
You just build this. Somehow you just get in the zone, right? It's the anticipation, I think, that probably is the most, you know, that's the worst of it. You know what's coming, and you're just, oh god,
how long is this gonna last?
But then when you're done, you come out of it like you've just kind of broke out of that, just that one little layer of comfort, you know, your comfort zone. You just kind of unlock something in yourself where you're just getting better and better and better.
And once you play a whole show with your fly down, I mean, what else can you
do? That's right. That's so right. I think the more you come to just play music, and if you just remember to get up there, it's just, you know what, I'm just singing a song that I really like, and, you know, something that I wrote that means something to me. And we've had so many artists that have been on here, and that's the most important thing, you know, that they'll say. And it's just, it's not about the fame or the trophies at the end of it all. And, you know, everybody thinks it is. And that's what Garth Brooks talked about. It was the life that he had, his dad, you know, so much about, you know, the meaning in life for him.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about that documentary. Same thing with Keith Urban. Everything he's been through, same thing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when they did that documentary on him, it's like you walk through those hurdles. And you know what? You come out the other side as long as you walk through the fear. And that's what I'm hoping, you know, a lot of the messages, you know, when people are listening back, we might be laughing right now, but it's real. And, you know, whether or not it's it's a young kid that's got to get up and talk about a story that he's written, and he's got to do it in front of the class. It's the same thing. The message that you're giving out there is, you know, keep trying and, you know, push through it.
Yeah, exactly. There's one time when I think I was 19 years old. This is before I was even in a band. I went to do a talent show somewhere. I forget where it was. It was like a 3-hour drive from here. Anyways, I got to, everyone had to play two songs. So I chose one that I had written, and then I would a cover of Bold as Love by John Mayer's version.
Right.
But anyway, so I went up and I played the song that I wrote, And then when I was, I was finished, I had, the applause and everything. And then the next song, I said, okay, so this next song I'm going to play, I didn't write this one. And I heard one person in the stand, good.
Are you serious?
Got
to be one in every crowd, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I wish I had sent something back to them, but I couldn't, I just.
You don't need to. You don't need to.
But, anyways, but and when you go through something like that, it's kind of like,
it's shattering.
It's shattering, but you know what? It's you can only go up from there, right? So.
Well, look at you now. Look at you now. Exactly. One of my favorite voices.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. One of my favorite voices. Like, I think it's just because of the storytelling. It's that combination, right? And, as I said, it's just that growl that I like too. So you hit those notes for me in every song. And, I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, when you did Wine Tonight, right, that's the one that you guys got coming up. But you also have another one that we get to get a little sneak peek into. And with everything that's going on right now, you guys coming from 2019, that 4 EP, and then coming into this new music, it's pretty cool, to see in just a short period of time the difference. Just that little bit more of a lean, into the lyrics. But this is just such a fun song too. But people are really going to relate to it. Being cooped up, going through all this, what the title says it all, and that's locked up. So we're going to do that one right now. We're going to play a little bit of a teaser for everybody, and it is good too. It is so, so good. And it's just a play on life, just that silver lining. It's just a little bit of a cool, cool tongue in cheek. These guys are really good for that. And this is Lemon Cash and Locked Up.
We're getting locked up, nothing to do but hang out with you and just lay low.
Just a little tease of Locked Up from Lemon Cash. Now let's get back to Music's Journey with your host Kim Sear and the guys of Lemon Cash. And I have a question for you guys. How is a drum solo like a sneeze?
I don't know how.
You can tell it's coming and there's not a darn thing you can do about it.
That's so true.
Hang on. How can you tell when a drummer's at the door?
Oh, no.
The knocking speeds up.
Oh, God.
Out of time? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Hang on. Just one more. How can you tell when a drummer's at the door? He doesn't know when to come in.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm so sorry. Help. Help me on this side. I need the drink flowing. I need that wine tonight. I need that right now.
you guys drink white or red wine?
I'm a red girl.
Yep, red.
Yeah.
What's your favorite drink?
Oh, I'm a Ryan Coke. I'm beer and tequila.
See? Who said beer and tequila? Was that Jeff?
That's Jeff. Me.
Aha.
Yeah.
See, you know what? You and I have to go shoot a game of pool. And
that's your go-to?
Yes.
I'll hold you to that. And pool's my kind of time too, so it's perfect.
Yeah, it's beer and tequila. That's my thing.
That's awesome.
Hey guys, can I come too?
Yes.
If I can't go, you can't go.
Unless you're buying.
No, Locked Up is such a cool, cool tune. So, you know what? This one is just so much fun. And I think, just both of these songs are going to be coming at the right time, with everything that everybody's going through. And you guys coming off that success and going into the studio to write this new music. Talk to us about this new song.
Yeah, this is
What a way to start the year.
Yeah, this is... obviously going through the quarantine, and obviously we're not blind to, how the negative impact it's had on people, losing their job and stuff, of course. But I guess I just kind of wanted to get a little more, write something positive about it, At least maybe this is a time where you can, really spend some quality time with whoever you're living with, and, just really...
There's always a positive to things. There's always a silver lining,
so... So I wanted to write something, to have something positive come out of this. So a nice little upbeat song that, positive lyrics. And you know, just have a fun time listening to it kind of thing.
When's this one coming out? Like, how are you guys going to be introducing both these songs?
It all depends on how many people like wine tonight. If not, we're just going to fold and that's it for Lemon Cow.
Okay, hang on.
The band was a lemon.
Oh, man.
It's a very tough call. I think Wine Tonight is something that we just want to release first and just see, you know, I think we'll figure out a plan then. It's just kind of trying to put the right feet in the right paths or doors or whatever you want to say. But I mean, initially we would like to just kind of, after Wine Tonight, maybe give it, you know, some time to kind of, I don't know. It could be, so hard to say right now, but it definitely in the new year. How's that?
Yeah, in 2021's got such a great start to it, just listening to those two. But you know what? I think it's just perfect timing. Like you said, this isn't an easy time, and we do not want, like, we talk about this a lot on the show, how hard it is, you know, when it is for people that are cooped up, and it looks like we're going to be going back that route again. Not an easy time. I know John and I are going through the same thing, you know, like when we've had to, you know, reinvent doing what we do on air. And, you know, it's just something that brings out a lot of hurdles for a lot of people that they might not even have known they have. And because you never had that kind of time where you always could go to work or you could always get out and go for a drive or go for a walk and you'd be around your friends, you know, to be able just to lean into. And it's changed. And it's such a difficult, difficult time for so many people. And that's why I think these two songs are perfect. You know, and I can't wait for everybody to get to hear the full songs because, you know, they're just such a positive vibe to both. And yeah. I think it's just really, really a great opportunity for everybody to see the side of you guys. Both songs are absolutely great. And Locked Up is just a kind of a cool romantic side too.
Yeah.
And, you know, remembering what it's like to have that feeling just because you guys are cooped up and you guys are seeing each other 24/7. It's being able to tap into that romantic side. And there you go again, Corey. It keeps coming out.
Such a romantic.
Yeah, no, it is. It's such a great song. And I can't wait to see what happens with you guys because I have a funny feeling there's going to be a statue on a mantle somewhere coming up. Because you guys are that good, you know, you guys have really got something special, and you know, the fact that you guys are brothers and you get to share this journey with each other, that success with each other, that's a pretty special deal.
Yeah, absolutely. We never take it for granted too. It's just, that's what piece of advice that, you know, a good buddy of mine said. He said, you know what, man, because I'm always, you know, oh God, you know, like I feel like I'm in a slump right now where we're not, you know, sometimes I'll take my stress out on Corey. Like, we got to keep, you know, doing that. Like, we have any songs on the go, you know? And anyways, my buddy just told me, he said, you know what, man, you're doing this with your brother. And this is something, like, just don't take it for granted. Just enjoy it. Like, it'll come. Just give it time. Be patient. And it's always kind of resonated with me. And
a couple of black eyes and fat lips here and there. And it's
a couple of thumb wars and arm wrestling matches that I've won. And, no, it's such a special thing to have, and it never goes unnoticed at how special, yeah, how fun of a time I am doing it with my brother, and just so, such a fun, awesome time doing it with you. Yeah, you have something that we're opinionated on, we're not afraid to express that and say, you know, maybe not do this, and without worrying about clashing. It works so easily, and it's who other to do it than your brother. Yeah.
Well, that's not something that, you know, too many people get to do. I think it's just such a special, special time for the two of you. And I can't wait to see you guys being able to support each other through this, you know, music's journey, because pretty special. And, you know, I'm so glad you found your home in country music. And we cannot wait for the fans to be able to hear this new music, but also just to play your past music. If they haven't heard of you guys before, Lemon Cash is the real deal. And I'm really, really hoping that you guys have such a big fan base. We are a global podcast, and we've been so fortunate for people to have followed us from our other careers into what I do in the magazine. And and what we're doing on this podcast and talking about, you know, real life and real music and lyrics, and same thing with John. And, you know, we've got listeners as far away as Africa and, you know, Switzerland and, you know, Afghanistan. Oh. We've got them everywhere. And we've been so, so pleased. And I'm really hoping that everybody really tunes into this one, because special, special relationship, some pretty special music. Can't wait to see what you guys are going to be coming up with this new stuff. You know, I think everybody's just going to love it. What do you think, John?
This stuff is awesome, and I'm really glad about it, and we're going to see about getting it on the ranch as well.
I already talked to him about that today. Yeah. I already put a plug in for you guys today.
Oh, really?
At a radio station, and requested you guys.
Thank you so much.
You guys deserve it, and, you know, so I sent out an email and already got a response back on that one, so I'm really, really hoping that you guys get all the airplay, because you guys so deserve it. We are going to go through the question and answer period, if that's okay.
Let's do it. All right. Do we have
rum and eggnog going on over there?
Right out.
Good luck, guys.
All right. For each of you, favorite song of all time?
Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Oh, God, I love you. So cool. Yes.
It's a hard question, but I'm surprised that I could even say that I have. But that is my, I love that song. And it's a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. That whole album.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Corey, funny, because Corey, you're a Bruce Springsteen guy.
Yeah,
you're
the guy. Yeah.
That's always been, yeah.
Oh, he's, man, a writer. Yeah. He wrote for the people. Like, he really, really told the people story, not just his own.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Blue-collar workers, boy, you know, he was right there. And he really spoke for the people. So that's why that album meant so much. So what about you?
Mine is actually, you'll probably laugh.
This is an answer.
Lonesome Kicker by Adam Sandler. And I'm not joking.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us why.
It's just, well, actually, it sounds like a Bruce Springsteen song.
It does. It really is actually.
I think he did it on purpose to sound like Bruce Springsteen. It's about football. I like football, and it's funny. It's got humor in it, but it's also really, really good. I think Adam Sandler is actually a great singer. The way he crafted it together, the lyrics, and just the you know, how the build, like the choruses are big. Verses are,
he just knows he just, music.
It's, yeah, he just, it was just, so a talent. Just a well-written song. And I just, I, it's one of those songs I can listen to any time of day, and I just, I'll never get tired of it. It's, you know, it stands the test of time.
Pretty cool. Okay, so I know I have part of this answer already, because you guys kind of said it, but I kind of pulled it out of you anyway. So what motivates you? See, this is an open-ended question, but...
Did you have to ask?
I did. You know, Jeff pulled some of it out of them, but, you know, hey, what motivates you?
When someone offers to ask you if you want to do a shot of tequila, that motivates
you. Hell, we're going to be doing that, right?
Cheers.
We're going to be doing that one at an award show. How's that?
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
But what motivates me is... what motivates me is where I can get out of bed in the morning without any like procrastination, and then go to bed going, that was a productive day. You know, being able to, at the end of the day, laying down and going, holy geez, I did this, I did that, I accomplished a lot that I wanted to do. And, you know, I said I was going to do it, I do it, whether it's doing laundry or, you know, doing a co-write or getting that session done, or just, let alone just doing something that is going to get you to the next, put you into that next stage of whatever it is you're trying to achieve. You only have one day to get that all done. And by the end of the day, if I can go to bed and say, you know what, I'm happy with that day, I didn't waste any time, that's what motivates me.
It comes with the work ethic.
Yeah, the work ethic, absolutely. Yeah. Strong work ethic is... Very well put. That's what motivates me.
Yeah. And I'm the same way. And, you know, it's just, I've got to be able to finish stuff. Otherwise, it just sits on my head and I can't relax if I don't go finish it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know the feeling.
Yeah. Okay. So who's your favorite female artist that you guys would love to do a duet with that's on the radio today?
Oh, Kacey Musgraves for me.
Yeah. Kacey Musgraves. Yeah.
Oh, God, when she first came out, everybody, you know, she is just so good at what she does. Everybody loves her and wants to do a duet with her. If you had somebody that was, that might not be with us today or might not be active on radio today, do you guys have any influences in females that you guys really liked? That doesn't necessarily need to be country, right?
I honestly love Taylor Swift.
Yeah. That's the writer side of you. Yeah.
I love all of her music.
But that's not even for doing a duet. That's for other.
Oh, do it. Yeah. Exactly. For other ones. Taylor Swift is, I mean, there's so many. It's so hard. But like even Tennille Towns is someone that I really enjoy listening to. It's nice to see her get that kind of success too. She deserves it. And yeah, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my God, there's so many. I'm a big Avril Lavigne guy.
Nice. Yeah.
There's this band Paramore, Hayley Williams. She's like one of my favorite female vocalists, and love to do a duet with her, write with her, anything. She's awesome.
Have you guys written in the past?
I wish. No, she's from a band called Paramore. She's like pretty well known. So she's just kind of like someone that I would love to write with. It's just like a fantasy, but she's good.
Hey, it worked for Ryan Laird, okay? He got a shout out with Taylor Swift. Now, come on, you got to sit right behind her. So, you know what? We can manifest that one easily.
Yeah. Perfect.
Think big.
There you go.
What song do you guys love that you wish that you had wrote that's on the radio today?
Come on. Some Girls by Jameson Rogers is an unbelievable song.
I like Stick That in Your Country Song.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Yep.
Oh, Seven Summers by Morgan Wallen. That sound is like, that is everything I love about it. That type of tropical down south Caribbean vibe. And I love that. And I love Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Really, really good. Okay. All time favorite band?
The Bee Gees for me, favorite group.
The Bee Gees?
Bee Gees and the Beach Boys are my two. Yeah, those are close. Those are up there for me too, but I'll say Blink-182.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, haven't heard that one for a long time. Yeah they were so good. Yeah. Okay.
My favorite band right now, if I were to say, it'd be the 1975. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're like not country, but they're a unremarkable band. They're just geniuses. And Reliant K, another good one, but just to name a few.
Yes, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's why we do that, you know, because so many people might not be, you know, in tune with some of the stuff that's out there, but, you know, they get to know a little bit more about you, you know, and who's on your playlist. So who's top on your playlist today?
This guy I just discovered recently, Patrick Droney. I was on a Spotify playlist. It was like a chill vibe, I think, and there's a lot of great songs. Like, he came up and I went, oh, this is good. And I ended up listening to his full EP that he just released recently, Patrick Droney. And he's like followed by Luke Combs and Thomas Rhett and all these country artists, Tennille Towns. And I'm like, God, he must be pretty well known. But anyways, this guy is unbelievable, top to bottom. Like, he's got five songs on his album called State of the Heart. Patrick Droney. That's all I've been listening to right now. Like, I even showed Corey, I'm like, what do you think? Yeah, and Corey's been playing a couple of his songs today, and oh, he's unreal. So that's who I've been addicted to the last all week, anyways.
Awesome. What about you?
I was going to give that same answer because when he showed him to me, that's all I've been listening to. Who else?
You've been listening to? It's hard to. Laney, there's a band. Yeah, Laney. There you go. Laney. Yeah. They're like a kind of pop alternative.
Mm-hmm. They're good.
Oh, yeah. What a sound. Love them.
They are really good. Absolute. Okay. What's your favorite guitar that you would love to have into your collection, Corey? Do you have one that you wish you owned?
I don't own one, but it's kind of a typical choice. Electric. I like the Fender Telecaster. I recently.
What color?
I like the Springsteen one, like the beige.
Now, Jeff, for you, if you could play a drum solo on a stage with anybody, who would it be and why?
Oh, my boy, Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl is the coolest drummer in all of music. Well, him and John Bonham, I think, just got a cool style. I kind of, I've kind of like watched them play, and it's kind of given me that would gave me the inspiration to play drums. I'm like, God, if I can just, it looks like just they know how to make it look so cool. And Grohl is just such a cool guy too. And like, I just feel like it would just be a riot to do a drum solo with him. He seems to hit the drums really, really hard and like just has a blast doing it. And I'm kind of the same way. So that would be a dream come true for me, just to be able to just do anything with Dave Grohl, really, but play drums and do, yeah, my God. That would be a pinch me moment for sure.
Wouldn't it? That'd be awesome. You have to do something online.
You gotta
stream something, you know, so we can all see you play.
Yeah, for sure. And that would be my question or my answer to what is success to me. And that would be to meet Dave Grohl or do that. That would be success to me for him to know who we are to begin with. That'd be awesome.
I think, as I said, you've just found home, and that's a pretty awesome feeling. And I know that if somebody in the business, like John, for 40 years, I've been in the business for 30, but we both instantly loved your work.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it. That's motivating us.
Yes, exactly. We'll keep going. Don't worry. Hopefully we'll
be able to release many good tunes as, you know.
Oh, well, you know what? 2021 is shaping up pretty good with Wine Tonight and Locked Up. So we're really looking forward to those two brand new singles and what these guys are going to be doing next year. So it gives us something to look forward to. And it's not that far away when you think about it. You know, January is just around the corner.
Next thing you know, it'll be Christmas and then it'll be Wine Tonight.
That's right. Sitting by the fire, you know what? That just warms everybody up, and a little bit of that rum that he's got on the other side. So,
for Lemon Cash fans, a good stocking stuffer would be the Lemon Cash ball cap on the merch page.
Yeah, and they got some t-shirts on there too, don't they?
Do you have many left?
We're putting some new stuff up very shortly. And yeah, we'll have some nice t-shirts, different kind of colors, different kind of sizes.
Tukes.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. We're getting that going there very soon.
Can you do a scratch and sniff t-shirt to smell like lemon?
Oh my God.
Not like Jeff. Joe.
No? Okay.
No, not happening. Not happening.
A lemon scented shirt.
Can you remind everybody where they can find the latest news for you guys? Because obviously everybody's going to want to stay tuned to what's going on.
Yeah. All of the social media platforms.
Instagram, Facebook. I'm going to do it in a John voice. Instagram, Facebook.
I like John's voice, right?
Yeah, I love it. Awesome. Twitter, like everything, honestly, like we have a website, lemoncashmusic.com. I think you could probably get everything all in one there. So you can see what we're doing on Twitter, what we're doing on Instagram. Yeah. Everything's kind of linked there. Merch, you know, you want to get yourself a nice little hat, little t-shirt, toque, maybe. That's where you got to go. And to find out about upcoming shows or what we're doing, go to lemoncashmusic.com.
Awesome. And you know what? I think that we can just remind everybody too, even off the your last EP too. Those are great stocking stuffers too. And just reminding everybody, sure. Just a little bit of a playlist is awesome and goes a long way. We can help out everybody. And I think that's pretty cool for these guys. Tell us if you guys are going to be doing any videos.
Oh, we got a lot of videos coming up. Yeah, cover videos,
actual videos.
Yeah, Wine Tonight, we're actually in the creating part. And like Corey and I always have this like secret, you know, love for always kind of becoming an actor or writing a movie or a show or anything. So this is kind of where our other kind of creative ability comes in. So we're writing stuff out for what we want in this, for Wine Tonight video and how we want and ideas and stuff. So we'll be releasing a Wine Tonight video along with the song. So January.
Awesome. Yeah. We are looking forward to that. So everybody, just a reminder to purchase and share and play as many songs as you can. And, you know, that goes a long way. And request songs in your local radio stations. It's really, really important. So we appreciate all of our listeners out there. And thank you guys so much for being a part of the show, Jeff and Corey. It's been so much fun just to get to know you guys a little bit. And we got that pool game. We've got some tequila shots to do.
Absolutely. I can't wait for that.
And it was awesome. It was great chatting with you guys. John and Kim, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks guys a lot. Appreciate this. Gotta do this again.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
So everybody, just a reminder, just again, so this is their brand new music that's going to be coming out in January.
Love the sneak preview of
teaser, teasers. Yeah, Wine Tonight.
Wine Tonight and Locked Up. They sound great, guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Good luck with everything. Stay safe, guys, and have a great holiday. And we look forward to talking to you again in January. So keep us posted.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Take care, Kim and John.
You too. Okay.
You take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye now.
Been so much fun and scary sometimes is one of my favorite EPs right now. And I'm hoping you guys can download that one. So again, Scary Sometimes, absolutely phenomenal EP. And I think everybody's going to love that. Stocking Stuffers, Scary Sometimes. You guys can download that one and share it. And just, you know what, put it on your playlist. It goes a long way. I think everybody's going to love it just as much as we do. Stay tuned to Music's Journey podcast coming up. We have legendary Andy Kim that's going to be here. Really excited about that one. And Kim Mitchell. We got Jason Blaine coming back to share a little bit of jingle for Christmas. I'm really looking forward to that. And we got David Boy James is coming back in to talk to us about what's going on with him. So really look forward to having them both. And we've got Manny Blue that's going to be here as well. So we've got some great, great shows coming up. And I'm really hoping everybody stays safe out there. Thanks for listening. We really, really appreciate it here at Music's Journey. And we hope that we can bring a little bit of cheer and some music your way and share some stories. So thanks for listening. It's Kim Sear, and I am going to be seeing you on the flip side. So thanks again for listening to Music's Journey.
A great big thank you to Lemon Cash for being with us today. It's cool how they got their name. It's the money they made from their lemonade stand when they were kids. Lemon Cash. You've been listening to Music's Journey on musicsjourney.com. Please like us on Facebook and share us on all your socials. And don't forget, you can listen to us on Spotify. And where else can they hear us?
They can hear us on Podcast Addicts and Podcasters, Deezer. We're on there. And we'll be up on Apple iTunes very soon. So we're looking forward to that.
Our theme music is titled I Can Tell and is performed by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.